So we're on to step five, on to mastering conversational hypnosis. At step five, we're going to add another layer, another string, if you like, to your lead guitar. This layer or this string is the trance voice induction, which again was covered on the bonus CD entitled Advanced Secrets to Bypass Resistance. Now, as soon as you've added this layer onto this model, you'll have a sophisticated conversational hypnosis induction or process that is more sophisticated than almost anything else that exists out there right now. Now, when you start to focus on the trance voice induction, you'll basically be focusing on taking your tonalities to yet another level. The tonalities that we start using will be very clearly defined to trance tonalities and non-trance tonalities, so that whenever you start doing trance processes, you begin to move into your trance tonalities more and more. Now, if you've been paying attention, you'll probably have noticed that already in many of these steps, a lot of the times you'll be doing something or refining a process that was already included in a previous step. For example, here, you've been using tonalities already from step two. Now you're just refining the use of that tonality. You're focusing on it to make it even more powerful. And it's going to be true of pretty much every step you go along. So by taking time to refine each of these processes, you become even more powerful in the way you interact with people. Now, when it comes to the trance voice induction, the things that you're refining are the tonalities. It's the question of what those tonalities are, as well as when do they get applied. So the first layer of applying them will be to create a very clear-cut distinction between a conscious voice and an unconscious voice. But once you get used to that, you can start adding more layers on top of that. So you can have a hypnotic voice for deep trances. You can have a hypnotic voice for conversational trances, which will be a bit lighter, and the other person will be snapping in and out of trances without quite realizing it. You may have another voice again for teaching people things so they can learn more easily. So you create different voices to achieve different purposes, and you make sure you condition each one of those voices using the same procedure that you learned for the trance voice induction. Now, another layer you can do to refine this process even further is to take each of the inductions you've done so far, in other words, the piggyback induction, the trance voice induction, the hypnotic gaze induction, as well as the pure language. And for each one of those counter rhythms, you can actually include a different trance theme so that you can start layering different messages to the unconscious mind. And each message is layered through one of these strings on these lead guitars that we've been covering. So by the time you get to the end of this mastery process, you might have 5, 6, 7, 8 different messages that are being embedded at different levels of the unconscious mind. This is true multi-level communication in action. Of course, a rather beneficial side effect of this process is that there'll be so many things going on, so many processes that you have to keep track of, that the other person's conscious mind, their critical factor, will just overload and shut down. In other words, even if they start spotting some of the things that you're doing, at least half the things you're doing will slip right by them because their conscious attention can't be kept in all of these things. Now, you might say to yourself, well, how come they will be overloaded and I won't be overloaded? And that's a very good question to ask. And the reason you won't get overloaded by these things is because you're learning these things step by step. This is why we're taking step process to mastery. In other words, you're not going to add another layer. You're not going to make another refinement until you've mastered the previous one. And mastery means that you've integrated it into your unconscious mind. So you shouldn't even be starting step five until step four is so easy that it just trips off the tongue naturally. You don't even have to think about it anymore. You just intend it to happen, and it does happen. And the same is true of every single layer that you choose to master on step five. You practice it over and over and over again with dozens of people until suddenly it becomes so natural to you that you don't even think about it anymore. In this way, every single step that you take will be very easy because your attention, your focus, has only got to be on mastering one tiny little extra element. All the others are already automatic because your unconscious mind is handling them as it should do. The only thing you're paying conscious attention to is that one little element, the one additional refinement that you happen to be focusing on. When you've mastered that refinement, then you go on to the next refinement, until you've come to the end of that step to mastery. Now, when you've mastered all these different refinements, or at least a significant number of them, you have mastered step 5, and you're ready to move on to step 6 on this process of mastering conversational hypnosis.